Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another day of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our friend Francine Clausen on, talking to us about all things related to angels. And we're so excited to have her on as we call the show Francine's Angels Radio Show. Her next show will actually be coming up on November 16th, and we're really excited to have her here today. Our call-in number for the show today is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. If you haven't done already, I'd like to have everybody take a look at her website. We've been making a lot of exciting updates to it. You can find that out at the internet at www.francines.angels.com. And some of the great things that we have up there that we want to point out to you is just for the first time this year, Francine is offering a new service, which is a half an hour of coaching, or what she would call the mid-year tune-up. And that's available now as a half-hour reading. So make sure to go to her website and check that out. She normally doesn't offer that. And we're very excited that since she's completed her intuition class, over the last couple months, that it all got filmed and got turned into an online program that's now available to everybody around the world for you to actually take part in something that normally has very, very limited capacity. She takes a number of students each year and does a private class, and most of the time those classes sell out and there's never been an option. But effective today, we have a new course that's coming online that should be available in the next couple days as we finish up the final touches on it, which includes 6 weeks of video training of all the different aspects of intuition development to really open up your gifts and really get things going and get you to be able to use what you already have built in you as far as your abilities. You can do this in a six-week program at your own pace. It includes videos, it has PDFs, and it has some MP3s, which has some really cool guided meditations and everything like that. So make sure to go to our website and check out the new online workshop that's going to be available starting this upcoming week. So we're really excited to make that available to everybody so that you can learn from the comfort of your own home. And with that, as always, I'd like to tell people that if you have any questions or if you missed any of the links or anything we were talking about, you can go to our radio website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Francine.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Mark. I hope everyone's enjoying this beautiful fall day. If you live like I do in the Northeast, it's kind of cool. We just finished with a three-day rainstorm, so it's nice to see the sun again. But I love this time of year, and I guess that's what I want to talk about today. My topic is my husband and I were away in the White Mountains a couple of weeks ago, and it was just the most magnificent colors, and the foliage was amazing. And from the condo we stayed at, you could see a mountain directly across the street. So I decided to do my guided meditation as though I were on that mountain. And later on in this segment, that's what I want you to do. But my topic today is talking to God and the angels. They're talking to you, but are you listening? So I actually want to teach you to open up to the voice of God, and it's easier than you think. When you learn to close down the left side of your brain, known as the ego, you are then able to open the right side, or your intuitive side, and that's when you're able to hear God's voice and your angels. And they're always there to guide you, so don't think, oh, maybe so-and-so can talk to them, but I can't. No, we're all the same. Everyone's got these God-given gifts. And most of it's intuition, a lot of it's divine guidance. They're talking to you, I promise. I started doing this when I was 8 years old, and some days I couldn't shut it off. But believe it or not, you control this. Now it's your turn to listen to their love and guidance. Meditation is a great way to connect with them, because it is in the stillness that you really are relaxed and you can hear them loud and clear. Sometimes it's not audible words, though. You might think they're going to say a sentence, or you may hear your name, and that's possible. But in the beginning, sometimes it's just a sense of peace, or you feel a pressure on your ear. Normally for a healer, it's the left ear. If you're just beginning to use your gifts, it's the left ear. And you hear maybe some high vibrational pitches, because there is no time in heaven, so they speak a little quicker, almost like those hearing tests you used to take when you were a little child and you'd have to raise your hand when you heard the pitch. Or you might just feel that pressure on your left ear. That's their way of saying, I'm right here, I don't want to scare you. But ask them to slow down, to speak clearly, and eventually you will hear words and wisdom. If you ever hear anything negative or scary, that is definitely not your angels or God. It means that a little negative energy got through, and you, the minute you feel that, you protect yourself in the white light. You pick yourself from the crown chakra all the way to the root chakra, and you say, I'm enveloped in the white light of Holy Spirit. No negativity can get in. And the minute those words come out of your mouth, you are divinely protected, and then you open yourself up to just positive words, positive thoughts. And so now I'd like to take you to that beautiful mountain where I was, and let's see if you can have the same results that I did on this mountain. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath. Make sure you're sitting in a comfortable position, where you really sink into your chair or your couch or your bed. If you're driving, please pull over. And take in some cleansing breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Now imagine yourself sitting on top of a beautiful mountain. And if you're afraid of heights, then you can imagine your mountain is just a small little hill. I just want you to feel safe during this meditation, because you're safe and protected during this entire journey. This is your special time to let go and go into a deep state of meditation and awareness. Relax your mind. Try to shut down most of the thoughts. Some will pop up, but just ignore them. Let them flow away, and those thoughts will quiet as you go deeper into the meditation. Now take a look at your mountain and notice the shape of the mountain. It's perfect. Your body fits right into it, almost like there's a little groove where your body just sort of sinks in. You feel like you're cradled by this mountain. It feels like the mountain is giving you a hug. You're cozy, you're safe. You relax into your mountain, and you thank them for accommodating you. Now I want you to look straight across from your mountain to another mountain. A beautiful purple mountain directly across from you. The colors of fall are so magnificent. You see the golds and the oranges and the reds. The colors are so vivid, you couldn't describe them with mere words. They must be felt and experienced. Right before your spiritual eyes, you begin to see a light, like a white haze, over the top of this adjacent mountain. And as the haze clears, you begin to see seven magnificent angels standing on this mountaintop, facing you and smiling so sweetly. Picture these angels. Are they male or female or both? Do you recognize your lead or guardian angel? And at this moment, they send a peace to you that washes over your entire body. You feel cleansed and healed by these angels, and you thank them for this special blessing. They are here to speak to you, so listen carefully. Take a deep breath, relax, exhale, and listen to what they tell you. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to see if you hear anything. Open the right side of your brain. If you do not hear anything in the beginning, don't beat yourself up. Or you may just hear one word, or a humming, or a buzzing. But whatever you hear, please know it is divinely sent. Drink in their healing. Feel it permeate every inch of your body. Can you hear any positive messages? Might be just love. Might be just peace. Drink it in. Thank your angels and ask them to guide you slowly until you can hear their guidance and love on a daily basis. I want you to look on the mountaintop again and notice a beautiful blue flame in the middle of this mountain. And even though you can't see the face of the figure in the flame, you intuitively know it is God Himself. He is surrounded by the angels. Your entire being begins to feel the love coming from this beautiful flame. The love is so pure that you start to weep tears of joy. You've made a divine connection with God. Just like the colors on the mountain, you can't describe the intense love and peace you are feeling right now. That peace is always available to you. It is your God-given right. Drink it in. Now thank God and Spirit and the angel for this beautiful visitation. And know that you can always return when you need a healing or just to speak with them or just to listen. Thank them for their communication skills. Ask them to open your ears so that the words and the feelings come through very easily. And thank yourself for being the beautiful person you are. Once in a while, it's okay to pat yourself on the back and not beat yourself up so much. You're doing the best you can. Good. Now, what I'm ready for is some of those questions. Are we ready for phone calls, Mark?
Okay, I'm muted. Okay, muting doesn't work. All right, here we go.
Okay.
All right, Hannah, you're on.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for the meditation.
Ooh, did you enjoy it? Did you hear anything?
I didn't now, but I did a few months back.
Good.
Yeah.
And the more you practice, the better you'll get. What's your question today?
Can it be in regards to a relationship?
Absolutely. Is there a problem there?
Yes, I...
Just give me the person's first name that you're having the relationship problem with. Or initial. How's that?
It's a B.
A D. And male or female?
Male. Just confusion as to what is our relationship.
And how long, Hannah?
Probably a little over a month.
Okay, so this is fairly new.
Yes.
And I feel as though this person cares deeply, but wasn't taught love from family members. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah. You know, when someone, and it's not his fault and it's not his family's fault, but they didn't know how to cultivate him. What if that's your turn to teach him? Are you patient?
What is it that I'm trying to teach him?
Yeah, what if you're trying to teach him love?
Yeah.
Companionship.
I do.
And when you do that, do you see changes in him?
Yes, but there's this guard. Like, I could feel his...
Yeah. That's a form of protection. Like, I'm not going to let you all the way in, Hannah, because you might hurt me. What if I told you with patience this wall can come down? Are you a patient woman?
Yes, and I've had to be patient and throughout
well,
my life.
Sometimes God sends us in people's lives to teach them love because they don't know it. And so if you're patient and you cultivate this person, I think it's going to be a really great relationship. And say to him once in a while, try not to push me away. I'm the real deal.
that's the thing. Do you see this as a friendship in the long term, or or should I?
Right now he's not sure. But can I deal some cards and see if the new love comes out of the soulmate?
Yes.
All right, let me shuffle my cards, and let's see. I'm going to pull out four for you. One, two, three, and four. Yeah, now your first card is the support card. This person needs a lot of support. Are you feeling this?
Yes.
And... your next card is, excuse me, surrender and release. It's like he gets so close and then lets you go. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
And this is going to sort of be like a roller coaster ride. How long do you want to stay on the roller coaster, my friend? If you stay on long, this person is definitely redeemable. But his trust issues are just so high. It's like, I'm not going to trust you. But you're his new beginning. That's the next card. Does he say to you that you've made changes in a month already for him?
I've opened a door for his to consider himself a spiritual person.
Good. So, see, you've already opened a door. I'm going to say this. Don't give up on him, Hannah, promise. It's only a month. Give him time. Because your next card is meditation. Are you teaching him meditation?
Yes.
Does he like it?
I think he's still, as to the definition, he's still confused about, but he is interested in learning about meditation and
let me tell you, I just feel you were divinely sent to him. I feel you're exactly what he needs. And with love, time, and patience, I know you have a really nice guy there.
Yeah. So do you see that the
card that fell out of the deck was romance, so I like what I feel. I'm saying, it's not an easy road, but he's a keeper.
Okay.
And are you guys going away somewhere? Did he say, let's just hop in the car and go for the day?
No, he hasn't, but I've actually thought about it.
Did you suggest it?
No, I haven't suggested it, but I've thought about it. Just
okay,
away.
Why don't you run it by him today, maybe for next weekend or if you have time during the week, or a Halloween little fun trip. But I feel that coming up, and I actually feel you guys get to know each other a little better.
Okay.
He's a keeper. Hang in there. All right. Thank you, Hannah, and God bless you, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay, is it Deja?
Dejan?
Thank you.
Hey, how do you spell that, my friend?
Hi, it's D-A-J-O-N.
And how do you pronounce it?
Dajon.
I like that. Do you know what it means?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Hi, Dajon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wait, don't give me the... Just give me the state that you're calling from. I love to see where my callers come in from.
I'm calling from Texas.
Excellent. And what's your question today?
I've been thinking about this girl for the past year now, and her name is Chloe, and I just wanted to know if we were going to be in a long-term relationship and what I need to do. Well, I need to improve on myself in order to make sure that the relationship works out as I wanted to or for the long term.
And why are you so shy around her? That's what I feel. I feel you get all tongue-tied and shy.
Well, she's beautiful, I guess.
Oh, so are you. Don't you see you're beautiful inside? Now, this woman has big trust issues, though. Do you feel that for poor Chloe?
A little bit.
Okay. So will you give her some time? How long? Is this like a two-year relationship or a two-year friendship?
Actually, this was like last year, actually, is when I saw her. And yeah.
I feel like 2 years. I don't know why. And why do I feel the minute you both laid eyes on each other, it almost felt like a past life experience, like you've known her before?
I'm not really sure.
Did she say something and you say, wow, that's just so familiar, like you've said that before?
No.
Okay. And so as a friendship, what do you guys do together?
Well, actually, she's like in another state, so I don't really get a chance to see her at all, actually. So.
Why?
Well, she's like distant, so she's like working, so.
Ah. Do you text or call just to say, how was your day, or thinking of you?
Not really. I really think about her a lot, actually, but I haven't really called her or texted her.
Okay.
So right now I'm in school, so.
Okay. Are you doing something with finance?
With science?
No, finance.
Finance? No.
Okay. What are you studying?
I'm taking a film.
Why do I keep saying finance for you? Are you changing finances around?
No.
Okay. All right, can I draw some cards and see how Chloe's doing with you?
Sure.
Excellent. I'm going to give him a good shuffle. One, two, three, four. Okay. You get a lot of changes this year, pal. Are you getting the feeling that she just wants a friendship more than a love?
Not really, no.
Okay. You're getting that she wants a little bit of both?
Well, it's kind of like a little bit distant, so I'm not really sure exactly what she wants.
Okay. Because your first card is the friendship card. All she can handle right now is a friendship. Is that okay with you?
Yes.
She can't handle any new loves or anything romantic. I don't know who hurt her, but she's got every barrier up. And so can you be a good friend to her?
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, actually, I think I might have an idea of who that might be, actually.
What do you mean?
Of a person who might have hurt her.
Ah. So whoever hurt her, she's like, all men, they have to earn my trust now. So what she's looking for is a great friendship. If you can prove your friendship, the next card is romance. Then the romance will come. But the sticky thing is, the next card is new love. Not only do I see Chloe, I see someone else coming into your life. You have two women you're going to have to make a decision with. because your next card is balance. It'll be Chloe and then another girl, something with a D. Okay, so it's up to you. You can say no to one and yes to the other, but you got two loves this year.
Wow.
I know. When it rains, it pours, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, you make the right decision. I promise you that. But right now, don't look for romance with her. It's not going to happen. She's just looking for someone who's got her back or someone who's just concerned about her. Because I don't know who she was going out with, but he really did a number on it. And I keep hearing the word finance. So I don't know if I have you and her energy mixed up. I wonder if he took money or is she studying finance?
No, no.
She's not a financial advisor or anything in that field?
No, she's still in school, no.
Okay. I keep hearing that word, so that's going to come into play at some point. And are you moving to California at some point?
Not moving?
Not now, but when school's over, I see that.
You really? Well, actually, she lives in Los Angeles, so maybe.
Ah, I just see you in California settling.
Wow. Okay. Like when? Like during the summertime, or?
Well, I feel like you'll make some frequent visits, but eventually you want to settle there, move there.
Really?
Yeah. And have you lost a male figure?
A male figure?
Like a father figure or a brother, someone was really connected to you?
My granddad, when I was a little kid. Yeah, I was like a left
was
round.
Was he young when he passed?
No, he was kind of old.
Why does he feel young, like young-spirited?
No, that might...
Either that or a brother figure's coming through at the same time. Did your mom lose a child?
No.
Go ahead.
No, I think that might be my dad's brother who passed away, I think, like about around 5 years ago.
Ah, because this man seems younger than a grandfather. But he blesses you from heaven. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay. He's mixing his energy up with your grandfather who adored you, but this uncle watches over you because I feel like he loved making movies and doing things like that as well. And stop second-guessing yourself. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, because I have been doing that for the entire month of October. I've been going back and forth.
Yeah, you're doing a great... You're exactly where you need to be. So... Don't second guess what you're doing. I see you in L.A. living someday, and we're all going to come to your movies. Okay? Thank you, and I give you all the blessings of abundance. And good luck with Chloe. Be patient.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is it Sherelle?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sherelle. I love all these beautiful names.
Thank you.
Where are you
how are
from?
You? Detroit, Michigan.
Michigan. Ooh. And what's going on in Michigan today? Anything fun?
Nope, just the Lions game.
No, not going out to buy a pumpkin or pick some apples?
No.
Okay. What's your question?
I just want messages from the other side.
Okay. I got a mother figure coming through. Is this grandma or mom?
Grandma.
Was she like a mom, though?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, she feels very connected to you. And do you have a birthday coming up or a celebration, or does she?
Both celebration of her passing and my birthday in the same month, and that's November.
Is it soon?
Yes, it's November.
Yeah, because she's got a white candle. She's saying, we're going to celebrate both of these.
Aww.
Yeah. And are you looking for another job?
Yes.
Or you don't like your job?
Both. You're right on.
Yeah.
You're right on the spot.
She's coming to help you find a new job. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm so ready. I'm so prepared. I need help. Yes.
Ask her. just say, Grandma, I don't like the job I'm in, and I just lead me to the path that's going to bring me to this new job, because I just feel you're too smart for this job, honey.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
It's like Subway. I don't know if you know what Subway is, but
it's
something like that. Yeah, that.
But you're a people person. You should be with more people. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And do you have two children?
Oh, no, no kids, no kids.
Why do I feel two, honey?
Oh, Lord, no, no kids.
Do you want two children?
I do want kids, but not right now.
Okay, I feel two children.
I'm only 20.
Okay, and can I shuffle some cards for you, Sherelle?
Yes, sure.
I'm going to give them a good shuffle. But what's your question other than the job? And I do see the job within a four. So it could be
what?
4 days, 4 weeks, no later than April. How's that?
That sounds perfect.
But it feels more office than Subway. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's the type of jobs I've been applying for.
Receptionist. Excellent. Call me when you get the job. I want to congratulate you.
Okay.
All right. Can I shuffle some cards? And what's your question for today?
Yes, I was wondering, how does a guy named Sam feel about me?
All right, Sam, S-A-M?
Yes.
All right, let's give him a good shuffle and see what Sam's thinking today.
Okay, thank you.
One, two, three. Truth and integrity, why isn't Sam being honest with you? Are you feeling this?
That he's not being honest?
No, he's giving you mixed signals.
Yes.
I want this, sure. I don't want this. How long have you been... Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What's the question?
How long have you been seeing Sam?
Over a year. But we're not together.
You're not together?
No, he's in a relationship, and I've been talking to the same guy for 6 years now.
Who are you with?
The Michael.
All right. And I feel like you love Sam a lot, but he can't be with you and he keeps giving you mixed signals. Like he flirts with you one day and the next day he doesn't want anything to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Michael loves you, though. Why do you want to push Michael away?
Oh, no, I'm not pushing him away. I'm not.
Okay. Sam's going to get you in trouble. Don't you know that?
Yes.
Stay away from Sam. You got a nice guy with Mike. I just feel like you're getting mixed signals from Sam. I don't want you to get in any trouble.
Okay.
Your next card is power. You're a powerful lady. Why don't you see that?
I don't know. Sometimes I do have low self-esteem in myself. I don't feel like I'm just good enough.
Why? Don't you know God only makes masterpieces?
Yes.
You're perfect. But you don't see yourself in that way. But you're very powerful. And when you start to see yourself that way, the jobs start to fall at your feet. And you just feel great about yourself. But does Michael cook for you?
No, I cook for him.
Mm-mm. Why do I feel Michael cooking?
Maybe he's going to. Maybe that's coming up also. I need a nice meal.
Yeah, I feel like he wants to cook, but you won't let him. And the next one is self-acceptance. Good. It means that you're not loving yourself right now, but it's just about to happen.
Okay.
Good. And your last cat is dreams. Do you remember your dreams, Sherelle?
Go ahead, what you say?
You're a prophetic dreamer. You dream things before they happen.
I'm not sure. I do have a lot of dreams, but I can't remember them sometimes. And I do believe I get messages in my dreams. And I do have a dream journal, but I still just can't remember my dreams.
Yeah. You can't remember them that often?
Yeah. Because I have so many of my nights.
Are they vivid dreams?
Yeah, sometimes my grandmother come in and visit me, or sometimes I have dreams about me and Michael or my mom or something like that.
And because I feel you're seeing things before they happen. And does Michael want to marry you, but you're not sure?
Oh, yeah, we talked about it.
Okay. And I want you to make sure that you love him, honey, before you do. But I feel he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, he's not.
He's not. And if you
want to get
there with Sam, that's all you're going to get, because Sam's not honest with you, pal. I know. Stick with Michael. He's good people.
Okay.
All
thank
right.
You so much.
I wish
for
you,
you
all
your
the
home.
Best. Good luck in your new job.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Oh, no hoping. Your angels are already out there.
Okay. Yeah, both.
Thank
have
you,
a blessed
Sherelle.
Day.
I love
welcome.
Your
thank
name.
You. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jay, you're on. Morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Good. It's a great sunny morning to a beautiful day.
Where are you calling from?
Calling from Canada.
Ooh,
Canada.
What's it like in Canada today?
Well, Canada's a big country, but where I live and where I am right now, it's about 40, 50 degrees outside, so it
yeah,
should be good.
Yep. Yeah. What's your
fall,
question?
Fall weather.
Fall
yeah,
weather,
my question,
absolutely.
Yes. My question is regarding, I think I have a student that's going to be coming up today, and I think she's going to say she doesn't have any money to pay me. I just wonder what about that. It's just a
and
short question.
Can you give
so.
Me her first initial only?
E.
Okay. You're a big healer. Do you know that, Jay?
Yes.
Do you teach intuitive work?
No, actually, I'm teaching drumming. I teach basically hand drumming or native drumming. So
good.
A
that's
fun
a form
that.
Of healing.
Yeah, it is, actually. Yes.
Excellent. I just feel like your healing abilities are very high. Your lead angel is Michael. Do you pray to him?
Yes, I do, actually. I do connect with my angels a lot. They actually give me messages through numbers and feathers and pennies and earringing and all that good stuff. So
excellent. So you make
yeah.
a big connection.
All yeah.
right. I don't feel this student has problems with money. Do you see this?
No, I just wondered. She didn't pay me last time, so I just wonder what's going on with that. So
I feel like she has the money, but it goes to the wrong places.
Okay.
She loves your class. She thinks you're a great mentor. Can you take her aside and say, "Hey, E, I hope you enjoyed this class. And, you know, I have to pay my bills, too. And could you make sure that I have that check in the mail?"
Yeah.
That's all it is. I think she's very forgetful. I don't think she's mean.
Right.
I don't think she's doing it on purpose.
No, I don't think so either, so.
No, I just think she's forgetful or the money goes somewhere else. And just sort of pull her aside and gently tell her that, you know, you have bills too.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you lost a mother figure, honey?
No. She's still alive.
No, a grandmother on your mother's side.
Oh, grandmother. Yes.
She's one of your spirit guides. Do you pray to her?
No, but I do ask her some questions sometimes. I'm not sure it's on my mother's side. Yeah, it's on my mother's side, I think.
It's the mom. I feel it's maternal. Yeah. And what's your mom's first name?
Yumi.
And is she having trouble with the left leg?
She did have I think she had a surgery.
And is it just slowly healing?
I'm not sure. She's getting older, so she has some problems with her knees.
I just feel like watch the left leg, like it's a little weaker than the right.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I draw some cards for you? And what's your question?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wondered how my other class is going to do for November and next year. It looks like it's going to be good, so just curious about that.
All right, let's draw some cards and see how your upcoming year is doing. And November. One, two.
Thank you.
Three. You're very welcome. Oh, this is interesting. Support. You give great support. Other than the drumming, do you feel you support your students in a large way?
Oh, yes, I do.
They love you. I just feel like you give them guidance and support. And your next one is emerging. Are you loving who you're becoming through these classes?
Yeah, I've been doing it for 4 years, so it's been lots of fun. So just more of this year than anything else. I just got was really bullied at work and had to stand my ground. So that's the reason why I'm more of like me instead of like don't run over me. So.
Absolutely. That's the emerging card. You can't walk all over me anymore because I found my niche. I'm happy and I'm staying there. Your next one's the abundance card. So if you're worried about money, don't. You do very well this year. I feel like your prices are a little low. Is that true?
They're reasonable. They're pretty good. The reason why I keep it that low is because it's affordable now. It's just because it's affordability, actually, for people. I don't make a lot of online drum making classes because it mostly goes towards materials and rental costs are very expensive where I live. But I do make some money off of it. But I'm inviting, I've got some more avenues. One of my things, my project is to build drums for a metaphysical place, metaphysical store, and do it that way too. So I'm thinking about that way too. I'm really looking at direction that way too.
Yeah. Do you have a website that we can go to, Jay?
Sure.
Okay, can you give it online? Because actually, I'd be interested too.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I'll just get on
here. Drum up some business for you. If you feel comfortable.
That's funny.
Yeah, what's your website?
I'll put it up on there. It's.
I'll put it up on my. Email me. How's that?
Sure.
All right. And your next one is soulmate. Are you looking for a soulmate, pal?
You know, there's a friend or, I don't know, a person who doesn't know anything about me, but I know about her. She was on Plenty of Fish, and I saw her briefly, and I'm not sure if it's the same person because the person's photos are different. So reason why I'm just communicating with her by email that she's very intuitive. She's very,
You need a healer like you. Yeah, but
yeah.
2015 is when you meet your soulmate. You open yourself up.
Oh.
I feel like you weren't ready a year ago, but you're ready now. Good, yeah. So get yourself out there. I'll come to Canada to the wedding if you invite me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and your last card is serenity. If I were to talk to you by next year at this time, you're in a much better place than you are now.
Yes, thank you.
And are you mad at a father figure, honey?
Yes, I am, actually.
Can you let that go at some point? It's hard to be a healer and hold that anger.
Yes.
Okay. And God bless you, Jay, and thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Frances. Thanks very much for the reading. It's great to talk
you're
to you.
You're welcome. Go do something fun in Canada today.
Well, it'll be fun. It'll be more teaching. That'll be most of my fun, too. So.
Excellent. Isn't teaching the best? Are you there, Jay? Oh, I think
sorry
I lost.
Sorry about that. Mark,
that's
you're on.
Okay.
Morning, Francine.
Hi, first name?
Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Pretty good from the land of Lincoln.
Oh, I know who you are. How you doing?
Pretty good. I'm just calling for a pre-November check-in with the angel.
You know what's coming up here. The candidate that you represent, is the truth coming out about this man? In a good way?
We're putting some, refuting some negatives that have been put out. Yeah, I think we're going to be all right.
I do, too. I feel like the truth has to be told about this man because they've been bashing him. So when do these ads come out?
They should be out. The positive should be out within 2 or 3 days.
Excellent. And your dad's fighting for you to do this. Don't you see this? It's like you better get some rest, buddy, because you're going to need it.
Yeah. I feel tired all the time, but I just keep trying to push through as best I can.
Good. This guy has an amazing chance to get it. And speaking of tired, did you do something with your right arm or elbow?
My it's my back, and it's right arm or elbow. Well, about 2 months ago, I fell. I was in my chair, and I fell backwards. And,
wait a minute. You fell in the wheelchair?
Yeah. Well, I fell out of. I was in the wheelchair and fell out of it.
Okay.
So did I fell backwards and hit my right elbow.
That's what I feel like. Your dad's healing your right elbow. What are you doing? You putting heat on it at night, or?
I didn't think it was hurt that bad, except when I put pressure right on that exact point. So I just, you know, the old medicine trick of, if it hurts, don't do that. And that's what.
And ignore it, right?
Yeah, that's my dad's old philosophy, just ignore it and go
to work.
You've
got to break that cycle. If you're going to be as if you're going to work as hard as I see you working, you got to heal that elbow. Especially you need that upper body strength to wheel that wheelchair around.
Yep.
All right. Can I draw some cards, my friend?
Sure.
And what's the question?
Well, I think you've sort of answered one, so let's go with the relationship.
All right, let's go with
aspects.
That. Excellent. All I keep feeling around this candidate is celebration. I feel like his time has come. Does that make sense?
We're getting a lot of positive vibes, and it should be a good November 4th.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, your first one is truth and integrity. Are you being honest with this woman, or are you just sugarcoating everything?
I believe that I'm always been honest with her. Maybe to a detriment.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I can't imagine someone like you not being honest. But are you saying, hey, I think about you often. Can we connect more?
No.
Why?
Because
I have a lot to share with you. Can you tell her that? I want to run it by you.
Yeah, she has a tendency of stepping back into the shadows whenever you get too close.
Yeah, it's fear. And it's not just you, Mark. She pushes everybody away. You must know that.
Yeah.
And do you see her mom in your dreams coming through?
I don't remember dreams very often, but I know that her mom is one of my angels, so.
Yeah, I feel like she's giving you messages in your dreams, because your next card is soulmate. You know she's your soulmate. And as much as she pushes you away, it's like you're her consistent. You're the only person that is consistent in her life right now.
Well, I know that.
Go ahead.
I see her wanting to, or trying to move back, and she's trying to stay there because she likes the job she's got, but I don't think that she's totally happy. But, you know, if anybody says too much, then she gets defensive, and so it's.
You know what? She's looking, she's going to the ends of the earth to find her peace, and it's not there. It's not there, and she knows it's with you, and I hope she figures that out. But your next one is ideas and inspirations. You have so many new ideas for this gentleman candidate, don't you?
He's pretty grounded in what he wants to do, but I see myself, you know, being part of the group that implements that and then also transforms the political landscape in Western Illinois. At least I hope so, if that didn't sound too grandiose.
No, not at all. I just feel like you don't see this, Mark, but you inspire him. He's not feeling very confident, but you, through your words, you're inspiring him right now. So I want you to pat yourself because you got a full-time job coming up. You need your rest. But the last one is spiritual growth. What are you learning from all this? This is a great training lesson for you.
I guess I don't know what I'm learning spiritual growth-wise. I hope, and you've known me for a while now, but I hope that my angels are sitting there and saying, the kid's getting up and he's working hard from, you know, the time that he starts thinking about politics to the time he goes to bed, sometimes early in the next morning. So I hope that my dad, who was a Mason and worked hard from sunup to sundown, I hope I earned his respect a lot. So.
Oh, and then some. Spiritual growth means through all of this, Mark, you've learned, you know what, I like who I'm becoming. And I know my dad's proud of me. Your dad is like, he's in your corner. And I can't imagine if you could remember your dreams that you wouldn't see your soulmate's mother and your dad just rooting you on. And make sure you thank them both when all this comes to fruition.
Oh, I definitely will. My mother is coming into town in just a few days, so she'll help me be able to close it all down. At least
she'll be able to celebrate with you.
Part of it. And hopefully, we'll go up to Dad's grave and be able to see something or say something. So
good. And are you watching those fighting Irishmen?
I am. We had a tough loss a couple weeks ago, but it was a fun game to have.
It was. It was a good game to watch.
So, and good luck to the Patriots today over the Bears.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Even though I live in Illinois, I can't stand the Bears.
Oh, good. All right, have a wonderful day, my angel.
You too, Francine. Talk to you soon.
Call me after the election.
Will do.
All right, pal. Take care.
Yep. Bye.
Okay, let's go ahead and bring Regina on.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Where are you from?
Georgia.
Ooh, and what's it like in Georgia today? So we can drool.
It's actually pleasant. It's not too cool. It's not really warm. It's just right.
Like 70 degrees, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, we're all coming to Georgia today. What's your question, sweetheart?
Whatever you can pick up for my career, finances.
Okay. And what are you currently doing?
I currently have two jobs. One is working in the health department. I talk to women and or educate women. And then the part-time job is a job that I work with the HR or conjunction with, but it's in a retail store.
Wow. Your real love is people. Don't you see this?
Yes, I know. Most of my
jobs
have always been around people.
Yeah,
people
love you. Are they naturally drawn to you, Regina?
Pretty much.
I feel like you're not making the money you deserve, though, honey.
Right. I don't. Mm-mm. It doesn't fulfill me in ways. Not because of the salary, just being there, just not where I want to be in life or how I should progress and the age I'm in, and it's just not where I want to go.
Yeah, I just feel like you're there, but you're bored.
Yes.
Yeah. Like you've outgrown this job.
Yes. And I received it this year, like in February, but it's been so long since I had a job. I was grateful that I do have this job, and I'm still grateful for it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's just time to move on.
Absolutely. And that's when your angels want you to change something, then it's normally the job you're at doesn't fit anymore. And that's their guidance to say, hey, Regina, you've learned your lessons from this job. What else do you want to do? Have you polished your resume up?
I am in the process of doing that right now. Because I'm working these two jobs, it's kind of, you know, hard, and then trying to squeeze in family time. It's just, I want to put my focus in it. And also I want to, like, take it somewhere and let somebody see it and polish it up for me. Because sometimes I might be missing a keyword or how to, you know, shorten it, but know how to make a statement out of it that somebody will give me a chance.
I know there are certain programs online that you can you can go to, or you can go to a headhunter in your area where
mm-hmm.
they just polish your resume up. I feel like you, that's not one of my great gifts. It's hard to promote yourself, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So get some help with that. But, you know, you're going to laugh. I see a new job by December.
Ooh.
But I see it in a hospital setting. Is that where you're applying?
No.
Where are you applying?
Mostly government jobs. I like county and or state jobs. I also apply into my passion too. So, if that comes in fruition as well.
What's your passion, honey?
Makeup
Ooh.
Art.
Ooh. Yeah, that's down the road, though. Can you hold off on that?
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because I know I still need more training and more, you know, just to hone in my craft. So I'm not really in a rush for all that. I just want to make sure my ducks in a row before I
can.
See,
you
want
to make women feel beautiful on the outside, but
mm-hmm.
I want you to make them feel beautiful on the inside first, okay?
Okay. Okay.
And then once they've got their self-esteem up, then you can introduce the makeup and the beauty.
Okay. Gotcha.
But you're exactly where you need to be. But I do feel a new job by December. I almost feel like someone has to leave a job quickly, like a pregnancy or can't stay. And I feel
okay.
like you slip right in.
Oh, wow.
But you got to get that resume polished up. All
right,
I'm going
right.
to shuffle some cards and see what I see. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I do see a new job, but it comes with training. Do you get intimidated when you have to do some schooling or training?
No.
All right, good. It's like it's not the job you expected. It's a little higher, but you have to get some training skills first.
Okay.
Nothing wrong
okay.
with that.
Nothing wrong. It's good. I always
Absolutely.
See that as an advantage,
but,
as a you know, a learning experience as well, so.
Exactly. But the next card's the power card. While you're getting into this new job, you feel empowered. Like, see, I can do this.
Mm.
Maybe it's a challenge, but I can do this. It's making me a better person.
Oh, wow.
But I don't know why. I keep feeling it's in the healthcare or a hospital building.
Okay. Hmm. I'm not sure.
The next one is divine timing. It means that you're ready for this new job. You're just so done with the other one.
Yes.
You are.
Yes, yes,
yep.
I am.
And your last one
right.
is listening. Your angels are talking to you. What are you hearing? Just like we did in the guided meditation earlier.
I just know that the experience that I'm going through is just sometimes it's just about patience and waiting, and just know that, you know, God has your destiny, because
Absolutely.
I can't really force anything to happen because I tried that and nothing prevailed. So I had just God just had the has my hand, like, I'm going to take you where I want you to go. You're not going to do it. I'm going to take you.
But
I have learned that.
Don't make plans without God, right?
Yes.
So true. It's like things explode when you try to do it by yourself. But when you let go and you say, God, lead me to this new job, it's like the doors start to open so easily. And Regina, where's your man?
Well, I'm going through a divorce, so I don't have anyone.
I don't feel a man, pal.
Mm-mm. No, man. Mm-mm.
That's all right. You're taking a little sabbatical or a break right now. That's okay.
Yeah.
When you get this new job, you will meet someone who becomes a wonderful friend in the beginning, and then it turns into a little romance. But, yeah, you couldn't keep that man. He needs to go.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that, you know, I knew I couldn't grow with him.
Well, I feel like he was holding you back.
He was. He was.
Do you have three children?
I have two, but I had a miscarriage.
Okay, I feel three pregnancies. But you got a new man, but it's not until summertime, so.
Okay.
So let the old guy go.
Oh yeah, I am, because we are at the tail end, and I'm ready to, you know, break free and just really just and focus on myself and whatever, because I really can't do as much as I want to until this is over.
Absolutely. But I almost feel like when you set him free, you open up a whole new world for yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Yay.
You're right. And I'm learning, and I'm learning to let go. So
good.
I'm in the process of that.
And ask your angels, if I'm unable to release this on my own, would you help me to release it?
Okay. I can do that.
All right. Let me know when you get that new job and that new man.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you.
Thank you, sweetie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, how are we doing on time? We've got a couple of callers left.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Lisa, you're on with Francine.
Yeah, hi. I liked your meditation, Francine.
Thank you, Lisa. I love the positive feedback. Did you hear anything?
Yeah, so I'm looking for a job, and I just wonder if you see anything. I kind of wonder
what
you see with that.
You're a healer too, honey. You love people.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a job are you looking for? I want to say
so,
children.
You know, it's office, and I'm working, looking what I did, but at a little lower level. I was like office, probably like nonprofit administration, and now I'm looking, you know, like coordinator level combined with assistant. And then kind of I started a little bit even customer service, more working with people on the phone, just kind of taking it down a notch.
But are you looking into schools to do this?
No.
All right.
No.
I don't know why I kept hearing children laughing in a school building.
No. Oh, no. I don't want to do that.
You're sure of that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Can I shuffle some cards and see if I see a new job?
I sure hope so, because I've been
looking. You got it. Hold on. I'll let you know.
I need to work.
One. So you're not currently working?
No, I'm looking for a full-time position.
Excellent. All right, don't laugh, but your first card is children. I see you working with children. Now, maybe not hands-on, Lisa, but it may
mm-hmm.
be, what if it's a private school where you're doing administrative work?
Yeah, I mean, it could be.
I don't know why that's the first card up, and I saw children the minute you mentioned job. But the next one is intention. It's like this is not the road you wanted to go down, but it's exactly where you need to be.
Mm-hmm.
Or even a hospital setting where there's a nonprofit for sick children, or I see you in that field. I know children are involved. Call me back. I want to know. You do have a new job, but it's within a five. Are you not getting yourself out there?
Oh, no, I am. I'm getting interviews. I had a second interview. It wasn't the
right
thing.
I hope it's 5 days, 5 weeks, because I see with the number five being very significant with a job.
Could be 5 months.
I'm hoping it isn't. It could be, but I'm hoping it isn't. But it would be 5 months at the latest. How's that? Let's pray for 5 days, 5 weeks.
I don't know
about
5 days.
And why do you feel lonely, pal?
Well, I'm just wondering, like, do you think I'm doing the right thing with the job search? Because, you know, it seems like I'm getting interviews, and I was trying to go more in the direction, maybe more customer service-oriented positions. I don't know if the administration, or maybe it's just getting in at the right place, the right atmosphere.
Yeah. I don't know about customer service. I feel like you're going to get burnt out immediately.
Mm-hmm. Do you think with the job it'll just be like the right thing? Because I guess sometimes I get a little frustrated because nothing has happened yet.
I just feel like you're going to fall into this. Like, say you read about a job and you go, really, I don't know if I'm anointed to do that or qualified, but, hey, I'm going to put my resume in. And that's how I feel it happens. And someone named Glenn, the name Glenn will mean something to you. So I don't know if that's the person who hires you or interviewed you. but look for the name Gwen.
Okay. So just pretty much be persistent.
Absolutely. It's, you can be persistent and vigilant, but ultimately the job gets chosen for you, honey. And your last one, oh, I got two more, never mind, is Archangel Michael and Harmony. Do you pray to Michael? That's your lead angel.
Yeah, I think so. I know about that one.
Good. And ask Michael, put the job right in front of me, please. But the job that I'm meant to do. And your last one's Harmony. Whatever job it is, you absolutely love it. You feel very acclimated from day one.
Okay. So it's okay. Better.
Is he in your car? What's going on with your car?
No, no problem.
Why do I see car keys for you?
I do have those out right now. I'm going to go out later today.
Are they right in front of you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing, why is there car keys around her? All right, thank you so much, Lisa, and enjoy that beautiful day.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
Get my phone off mute here. Laura?
Hi.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Hi, Francine. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you from?
Auburn.
Oh, is this my Laura?
This is your Laura. How are
you? I won't say your last name, but I love you. My student Laura.
Yes, your student Laura.
Hi, doll. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, honey?
Good. What's your question?
So, my oldest child is in trouble again and is going to be going to court, and I was just wondering if you could tell me what's going to happen.
Okay. Let's shuffle some of these cards for you. Just, I'm not even going to say give me the initial because I don't want that online. All right. Let's see. Is this like the second or third time?
This is the child that always seems to get himself in trouble, you know what I mean? But this is the first time that he's really been in trouble.
Okay. How old?
23.
My little alarm's going off. I'm sorry. I'm nowhere near it. It will shut off, I promise. All right, let me shuffle. I'm curious. One, two, three, four. His first card is friendship. Who are the guys he's hanging around with? Some bad dudes.
I have no idea who he hangs around with. He's so, he just comes and goes as he pleases, you know, because he's 23, so you can't kind of hold him down.
No, you can't. And the next card is children.
Which he absolutely loves children.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah.
Why isn't he working with children?
Because he's not working at all right now. He's working with my husband,
okay.
Which isn't very good.
No, it isn't. He needs to go out and do his own thing. The next one's truth and integrity. The truth is coming out in court. Does he have a good lawyer? Does he have a good lawyer?
Absolutely. Has probably the best.
Yeah, I just feel like the truth is coming out. It's going to scare the living daylights out of them. There's a big fine involved, maybe a little community service, but I don't see jail time.
Oh, thank God.
Is this alcohol related?
No, it's doing stupid stuff, you know, looking at stuff on the internet, you know.
Why do I feel alcohol, too?
Yeah, well, he does drink too much, yes. He personally drinks too much, yes.
All right. I just feel something with alcohol that's like a detriment to him.
Yeah, it's bad for him.
Yeah, he's gonna get a big fat warning, which scares the daylights out of him. But that's a good thing, Laura.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Is the court case within a three months, 3 weeks?
Wednesday.
Well, 3 days then. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's within a three. All right. Will you call me later to let me know how he made out?
I will. I definitely
will. They are
going to
scare him, and that's good.
I wish somebody would, because obviously I can't.
But I feel like this is a wake-up call. No, you can't do this. He's not going to listen to you. But, you know, there's a little hefty fine and some maybe some community service. But other than that, I hope he learns the lesson this time. Get him away from his dad working and into something where maybe he could counsel kids that are on drugs or people with alcohol problems.
I know. Well, I think he needs to get himself straightened out.
First. After he cleans up. After he cleans up. And if he ever wants to come visit me, I'm always here. Or even a little pep talk.
I would love that.
Okay.
I would.
All right, call me Wednesday. I want to know.
I will.
All right, love you, my angel.
I love you, too. Thanks so much.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye, Laura.
Take care.
You, too.
All right, you are all set.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Great show. We'll catch you next month, Francine. Take care, everybody.
See you next month. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.